finally is the new project. Lowell Pye is our guest. Lowell, tell us about the Junior Echoes.
Whoa! Come on now.
I thought I would throw you a curveball in there.
Dude, hey, I wasn't even expecting that. You know what I'm saying? So, but no, love to, man. 1970, I started singing in 1973. 1974, maybe, 75, I used to go to these quartet programs in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And this group called the Junior Echoes would be singing. So my mom and dad sung quartet, and so we knew their mom and their dad or whatever. So I used to just go on stage with them and just sing and just clap my hands, do everything they would do. They had a little routine. I would do it. So one day, one of the singers that got sick, and they had to sing. And so this lady that was managing them, her name was Bertha Harris, said that such and such can't be here. So my mom says, well, let Lowell sing. He can sing the part. So she was like, what? Yeah, let the world, just try him. He can sing it. And so they tried me on the part to sing harmony, and I did it. So from that day, I started singing background, and they would just give me songs to lead. And I think I sung with them for about from 74 to about 81.
Wow.
Yeah, quartet, man. We used to go to Chicago and Memphis, Tennessee, Ohio all the time, man. You would have thought I was the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
I heard that.
Man, people coming to see me, and I was a little guy then, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, they taught me a lot, taught me about singing harmony, you know, taught me singing harmony and, you know, the correct way to lead songs and stuff like that, man. So, you know, I appreciate them brothers, man. I love them to death.
Hey, Lowell, seems like you have toured with everybody from Fred Hammond, Donnie McClurkin, Yolanda Adams, Kurt Franklin. Is it fun touring with folks like that?
Yes. You know why? Because you get a chance to learn from people. And I think that's one thing I've always said that I didn't like about our industry is that it seemed like we don't never really pour into the ones that are coming up. You know what I'm saying? Take them and sit them down. Take them on a roll and say, listen, this is what you need to do. This is what you shouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? You need to do this. You need to learn this. You need to know this. And when we would go on tour with Fred, because I think we went on tour with Fred maybe twice, and we went on tour with Kirk once. And I think we used to always sit with Fred, and we would just talk about how he came up and the way he did this. And I mean, one year we went on Fred, Yolanda, and Donnie, and we shared tour buses with Yolanda. So we was just learning about stuff, you know, learning how they did this and the hardships they had. You know, just trying to teach us, hey, you shouldn't don't do that. You don't want to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always great. Anybody know if you go somewhere with Donnie, Donnie can have a conversation with you at least 19 hours, man.
Wow.
I mean, he could just talk about stuff. It's like, man, you know, just stuff that little nuggets that he'd be throwing out there. We was always learning, man, so it was always a privilege to be around those cats and learn from them. You know, Kurt Franklin took us out on tour for about 8-9 weeks, and we would travel, man, and just learning different things, man, and just, it's been a blessing, you know, and I always tell people, you know, I don't have that testimony of where, man, I tried to get a deal, and they knocked me down, and they didn't. No, man, when we came in, man, God bless us to travel with John. And from John, we went straight to a record. We had a contract already waiting on us. It's just up to us, you know, to make the deal happen. So we've been blessed. We've been privileged. We've been favored by God. And, man, I just kind of all joy, man, you know, and I'm just happy about what God has done in my life.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yes.
I'm going to pull another name out of the hat.
Uh-oh.
Joe Pace, Mighty Long Way.
Well, great song. And let me tell you the story about that song.
Okay.
That song wasn't even my song.
What?
I learned that song right before we got ready to record it. What happened was LaShawn Pace was supposed to sing it but couldn't make it.
Man.
So Joe learned that right before the record, maybe an hour or two before the record, man.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes and said, "Low, I need you to do this song." I said, "What?" He said, "It's simple." We went downstairs. Got to a piano, and they said, "That's all you got to say. Mighty long, Lord, you brought me from." And he went to the verse, and then we're going to say, "I cried many tears down through the years." You say, "Almost lost my mind, but I'm still here." And, man, we just did it, and the song. And that night, his record company said, "That's going to be the single." It was so incredible that night, man. So I appreciate you know, Joe Pace will allow me and wanted and trusted in me to even be able to, you know, bring that song to life, man.
Oh, man, that was you.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Our guest, Lowell Pye, before we get out here, before I let you go, Lowell, it's just interesting talking to you, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
You have done some acting.
Yes.
Stage plays.
Yeah, I did two of them, man.
Okay. Yeah, how'd you like doing that?
I loved it. You know what? It's hard work because you have to bring things to life almost to make it believable, you know? And sometimes there are scenes when there are emotional scenes that you really have to bring out that emotion. And so some of the teachers that they would bring on the road would try to tell you, think about something, you know, that brought some pain or that take you to a place that's hurt. And you be thinking, man, and before you know it, man, tears are coming up, man, and you know. And so I really want to do it again. I would love to do it again. It was great. You know, it's another thing that I could add to my resume, you know, and being on stage with some great people like Denise Williams, Dave Hollister, Morris Day, you know, Peebo Bryson. You know, I've been favored, man. Even Deborah Morgan, you know, mm-hmm. I was on stage did a play with Deborah Morgan. So I've been honored, man. I've been, you know what, God has been great to me in this career of mine, man. And I'm still, you know, reaching, man. I'm still going to another level. And I just praise God for it because a lot of times things don't happen the way we want them to happen as quickly as we want them to happen. You know, but I found myself always being obedient to God and trying to be obedient to Him and just do the things that He's called me to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I realized that when we are disobedient to God, it doesn't just affect me, but it affects the people that I'm connected to. You know what I'm saying? So I try to do what God has called me to do and just be an example, man, for His people that, you know, they can watch me and say, okay, listen, this dude is doing it, and he's doing it in a positive way and the right way, and he's doing it a godly way.
How important is a worship leader to a church, Lowell?
Very important. And I think what we have to understand as worship leaders around the world, our assignment is always to set atmosphere that God can speak through the man of God and the people that are hearing the word of God can be free to receive. So you always, in worship leading, always have to take yourself out of the picture, because worship has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with God.
It is our guest, Lowell Pye, the project Finally, first solo project.
Yes.
And it's a new label, am I right?
Yes, I did a joint venture. My label is called Overflow Entertainment, along with Ace of Wars record label, which is called Moralex Records.
Okay.
We did a joint venture together and got a distribution deal through Universal. So it's my first one, and there's many more to come. And Alex is doing some great stuff. He has a plethora of people that he's producing. I just heard today that him and Kimberell are coming back together again to do another record. So he's got some great things in store, and I'm looking to sign some people and, you know, and do some great things too as well. Got a couple more records that I want to do by myself. Like I want to do a whole 10 songs quartet record.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
So that's what I'm contemplating on my next record to be, either that or a praise and worship record. But I'm excited, man, that just God has given me and favored me an opportunity, man, to build His kingdom. And so I'm taking advantage of it.
All right. Got a website?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be lowellpye.com. You can go there. You can always Facebook me. You know that. Facebook and mm-hmm. Twitter me and all that great stuff. Just put in twitter.com, lowellpye. Facebook.com, Lowell Pye, and you can just read all about me and see what's going on with me. And I'll be on there every now and then talking and having fun. So please, man, if you do anything, call me and let's get together so we can, you know, come love to come minister to your church and to anybody's church, whoever called me.
Sounds great. Lowell, it has been a pleasure. Thanks for the visit. And finally, your debut solo project, we wish nothing but blessings for you, my brother.
Hey, brother, I thank you. And, again, I thank you for playing my music, man. And without you, I wouldn't be heard. So I really appreciate you, man, and thank you. And I'll keep me in your prayers, and I'll pray for you.
Will do.
Well, thank you, brother.
Lowell Pye, our guest on Star 1310.